Okay, good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ.
主内的弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
This is Pastor Jay. It's nice meeting you,
我
this morning.
是很高兴见到大家，我是Jay 牧师。
The last time I remember that, yeah, Esther and I mean our whole family came to Mandarin Congregation and we said hi to you.
上次我们全家来到国语堂，然后和大家打招呼。
And actually, before COVID-19 happened, I was scheduled to come and preach to you. And then, because of COVID-19, it was kind of mixed up. And yeah, but it's a good thing that now I'm here, preaching to you this morning.
其实早在这次疫情开始之前，我就应该来国语堂正道的，但是因为疫情的影响，直到今天来，所以今天非常高兴在这里见到大家。
I understand that we are going through difficult times still. I mean, everything is going better, but I guess that yeah, I really pray that this message will be an encouragement and hope for you.
知道，虽然现在情况稍微有些好转，但是大家还是经历了很多的苦难，所以我希望今天的正道能够真正给大家带来一些帮助。
And I really hope to see you guys in person back again.
我真的非常希望有一天能够在教会见到你们。
Okay, before we start, let us pray together.
开始之前，我们做一个祷告。
Father God, we thank you for this morning.
亲爱的阿爸天父，感谢你今天这个早晨。
As we are here to listen to you, Father God, would you open our ears to listen to you?
你就在这里听我们的并且求你也打开我们的耳朵，
Oh, Father God, would you open up our hearts?
求你打开我们每一个人的心。
We confess that though you're working every day, sometimes we're not able to see you every time.
我们知道，虽然你每一天都在做工，但是有时候我们不能够随时随刻看见你。
So, Father God, this morning we want to see you, we want to listen to you. Father God, we want to experience you.
今天早晨，我们希望能够听见你、看见你、经历到你。
Holy Spirit, come and touch us.
圣灵，求你降下啊，抚摸我们，
Give us the word of truth that set us free.
能够给我们释放我们得自由的灵，
Breathe your life into us as we listen.
把你的生命的气息吹到我们里面。
We thank you, Lord. We lift up this time. In Jesus' name we prayed.
感谢求主带领，我们一起同心的祷告，是奉耶稣的名，阿门。
Amen. Do you remember fairy tale stories that we heard when we were younger?
你们是不是小的时候很喜欢听一些童话故事呢？
Every story ends with a conclusion, and they lived happily ever after.
每一个故事的结局都是从此他们就这样幸福的生活。
They tell us about this great love between prince and princess.
故事里面会告诉我们和公子和王子和公主之间发生的爱情故事。
But if that wants to stay as a fairy tale story, it has to end there.
但是如果想成为一个童话故事的话，结局只能在这里就结束了。
You know, this story of prince and princess, it should not continue after their marriage.
因为公子和王子和公主的爱情故事之后不能够继续，让我们知道。
It should not go too much in details about what happened next.
不能让我们知道接下来发生了什么。
It should not talk about some struggles or hardships that they inevitably face.
不能够提到那些他们必须要面对的生活里面的一些挣扎，
Because if it does, it cannot be a fairy tale story anymore.
因为如果提到了的话，那就不再是童话故事了，
It becomes a documentary.
就变成一个纪录片了，
It becomes a real story of our lives.
就变成我们每一个人的真实的生活。
And as we grow up, we realize that our lives are not like a fairy tale story at all.
随着我们的长大，我们意识到，其实我们生活完全不是童话故事。
As we all know, as we all see and experience, our lives are full of imperfections.
因为我们看到了生活中充满了各样的不完美。
And this also applies to the way we read and interpret the Bible.
这个道理对我们读圣经也同样适用。
We sometimes read it like a fairy tale story.
有时候我们把圣经当成童话故事来读。
I mean, think about David in the Bible. The greatest highlight in his life is David's victory in his battle with Goliath.
比如说圣经里面讲到的大卫的故事，他战胜哥利亚是他一生中的亮点。
And that's what we focus and we praise the great faith that David had, but we do not want to listen to what happened.
借着这件事情，我们就称赞大卫他的十足的信心，可是我们却不想听见他接下来发生了什么事情。
I mean, our kids' Bible storybook, that we often see does not usually continue the story after.
我们儿童的圣经故事里面也通常不会告诉大家后面发生的。
So what happened after? David had to run away from this mad king Saul who wanted to kill him for 20 years.
因为在大卫之后的二十年里面，他必须要从一个疯狂的王的手里面逃跑。
So usually we don't want to teach our kids that this is Christian life.
我们通常不想告诉自己的孩子，这就是一个基督徒的生活。
I mean, running away for life for 20 years, we don't want to teach our kids that this is a Christian life.
因为逃跑二十年，我们可不想告诉孩子，基督徒就是这样的生活。
So after about 20 years, we know that David finally became a king. But even after that, David murdered his subordinate who trusted him and committed adultery with another woman, right?
大卫逃跑之后，他最终成为了王，但是又怎么样呢？他杀死了他的手下，并且和一个妇人行淫。
So the question is, are we actually okay with this?
所以我们觉得这样是可以的吗
？I mean, are we actually okay with the fact that this is a David's life, and then the story that we want to teach our kids?
我们是不是愿意告诉我们的孩子，这就是这我们想教给孩子这样的故事呢
？I mean, are we okay with the fact that this man was also called as a man after God's own heart?
我们是否愿意承认这样一个事实，就是说大卫居然是一个合神心意的人
？The question is, how can a man be a murderer and at the same time a man after God's own heart?
我们的问题是，怎么一个合神心意的人，同时又是一个杀人犯呢
？This is a great paradox we see in the Bible.
这是我们在圣经当中看到的一个很大的悖论。
This is a great paradox we see in our lives and in our faith journey.
这也是在我们生活中，还有我们信仰生活中看到的一个巨大的悖论。
How can we be God's children and still having the sinful nature in us?
我们怎么能够又是神的儿女，但是里面又有罪性呢
？I mean, how can we still have sufferings and struggles in our lives when we believe in God of love?
我想说的是，为什么我们怎么能够又相信上帝就是爱，但是我们又同时经历着生活中的很多困苦呢？
How can we understand that this is this reality that we still have our weaknesses and various sufferings and hardships when we call ourselves believers of God? Namely,
我们怎样接受这样一个事实，就是我们叫自己是基督徒，是一个信神的人，但是同时又要经历着自己的里面的软弱。
How can we understand that there is God who loves us and which is good God, and we see so many sufferings in the world?
我们怎么能够相信有这样一个良善的上帝？他是上帝，但是同时，我们的世界里面又充满了这么多的苦难呢
？And especially in the life of Christian, as we believe in God, how can we understand our sufferings in our lives?
特别是当我们作为一个基督徒的时候，我们如何去看待我们生活中的这些苦难呢
？Apostle Paul is probably the greatest Christian ever lived on this earth, but in his life, he was continuously attacked by his own fellow brothers and sisters in Christ.
使徒保罗可能是有史以来最伟大的一个基督徒，但是在他的有生之年，他同样不断的被其他属基督的弟兄姐妹们攻击。
People were saying, if you're a true apostle, how can you also have weaknesses?
人们议论他说，如果你是一个真的使徒，你怎么还软弱呢？
I mean, those people at Corinth, they were challenging Paul's apostleship because Paul was poor, living a life of suffering, unimpressive in his speech.
当时哥林多的信徒就挑战保罗的使徒身份，因为保罗很贫穷，生活艰难，而且语言表达也不善。
And this letter of 2 Corinthians, which is our passage today, is what he wrote to defend his genuine apostleship to those people.
我们今天来看到的这封《哥林多后书》，就是他写给当时的教会， 来维护他自己真实使徒身份的。
Let's look at how we did that in our passage today. Let's read from verse 3.
我们现在来看看他在经文中是怎样维护他的使徒身份的。我们从第三节开始读。
We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way.
我们凡事都不叫人有妨碍，免得这职分被人毁谤，反倒在各样的事上表明自己是神的用人。
We see Paul's confidence in commending himself and his ministry to the church, despite of all the criticism that he received.
我们看到，尽管保罗有很多被人批评的地方，但是他依然向教会很有信心地推荐他自己还有他的事工。
I mean, how could he be so confident?
他怎么能这么有信心呢？
Well, let's continue to look at what he's saying here.
好，那就让我们接下来看看他说了些什么。
First of all, he's laying out his sufferings in verses 4 and 5.
首先，他在经文中第四五列出所受的磨难。
He said, but as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, by great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beating imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, and hunger.
他说，反倒在各样的事上表明自己是神的用人，就如在许多的忍耐、患难、穷乏、困苦、鞭打、监禁、扰乱、勤劳、警醒、不时。
I mean, have you guys experienced any of this in your life?
请问大家有没有经历过这些呢？
This is how he suffered, Apostle Paul suffered in being a Christian as an apostle of Jesus.
作为一个爱主的使徒，这些就是保罗他经历的患难。
He actually said himself later in chapter 11 too about the ways that he suffered.
他之后在第十一章里面也继续的说了他都受了哪些的苦楚。
He went through imprisonments, countless beatings, often near death. 5 times he received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes less one.
他经历了牢狱之苦，无数次的鞭打，几乎被打死，5次出于犹太人的手，40次鞭打少一次。
3 times he was bitten with rods, once he was stoned, 3 times he was shipwrecked, a night and day he was adrift at sea, on frequent journeys in danger from rivers.
他有3次被棍打，1次被石头打，3次经历船难，1天1夜在海上漂泊，很多次旅途都当中，他遇到了河流的危险。
Danger from robbers, danger from his own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers, in toil and hardship through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure.
还有来自于强盗的危险，或者是自己人或外邦人的危险，或在城里或在野外的危险，海里面经历的危险，还有一些假信徒给他的危险，这些多少个辛劳困苦的不眠之夜，以及饥寒交迫。
I mean, what in the world was happening to him? He was just trying to do the work of God.
这到底是怎么了呢？保罗无非就是想为主做工啊。
But this is...Actually, like exactly the reason why many Christians at that time were saying to Paul, "How can all these things happen to you if you are a true apostle?"
这也是当时很多基督徒质疑保罗的。他们说，如果你是一个真使徒，为什么这些事情都发生在你身上呢？
I mean, if God really loves you, and if you're the chosen one of God, how can all this bad and sufferings happen to you?
如果你是被上帝所爱、被上帝拣选的人，为什么这些坏事情都发生在你身上了呢？
So let's go back to our passage again and let's look at how he answered.
我们回到经文，看看保罗是怎么回答的。
Chapter 6, verses 6 to 7.
在第六章六到七节里面说到。
This is what he said. By purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by truthful speech and power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand, for the left.
保罗说到廉洁、知识、恒忍、恩慈、圣灵的感化、无伪的爱心、真实的道理、神的大能、仁义的兵器在左在右。
So as he was having all these sufferings in his life, at the same time, all these things were what he was experiencing.
当他经历那些苦难的时候，这些也是他同时经历到的。
He was experiencing the Holy Spirit, the kindness, the genuine love.
他经历了圣灵的感化，无伪的爱心。
When he was shipwrecked, or when he was bitten with rods, when he was bitten often near death, this was exactly what he was experiencing at the same time.
当他经历船难，经历被石头打，被鞭打的时候，这些也是他当时所经历到的。
So what Paul is claiming here that is that he is innocent.
所以保罗在这里宣称他是无辜的。
I mean, when people were saying you might have done something wrong for sufferings that you are going through.
所以有的时候人们可能会说，你可能是因为做了一些错事而经历目前的苦难。
Paul was saying, no, it's not so much because what I did wrong. I'm actually experiencing the grace of God. There's a purity, there's knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love.
保罗他在这里却说，不，不是因为我做错了，我其实是在经历上帝的恩典，也就是廉洁、知识、恒忍、恩慈、圣灵的感化、无伪的爱心。
What Paul is saying here is that God is giving me all this. God is giving me to experience the Holy Spirit at the same time.
上帝，保罗在这里说的就是，上帝让我在这里经历到了圣灵的感化。
What Paul is saying here is he's experiencing suffering and grace at the same time.
保罗在这里说的就是，他既经历苦难的同时，也在经历着上帝的恩典。
He's a weak apostle, yet God greatly uses him in spite of him. Yeah, sorry.
虽然他是一个软弱的使徒，但是上帝依然大大的使用他。
He is not denying the criticism, rather he's boasting in the grace of God in the face of attacks and criticism of others.
他并没有否定这些批评，相反，他出于上帝的恩典，他在夸耀那些来自他人的攻击和批判。
And that is why he said from verses 8, through honor and dishonor, through slander and praise, we're treated as impostor, and yet are true, as unknown, yet well-known, as dying, and behold, we'll live, as punished, and yet not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing everything.
这就是为什么他从第八节开始说，荣耀、羞辱、恶名、美名，似乎是诱惑人的，却是诚实的；似乎不为人所知，却是人所共知的；似乎要死，却是活着的；似乎要受责罚，却是不至丧命的；似乎忧愁，却是常常快乐的；似乎贫穷，却是叫许多人富足的。似乎一无所有，却是样样都有的。
And my brothers and sisters in Christ, this is exactly how the grace of God works in our lives.
亲爱的主内的弟兄姐妹们，这就是上帝如何在我们生活中把他的恩典向我们做工。
When you are treated as a deceiver, the truth comes to your life.
当你被当作是一个骗子，真相就会走入你的生活。
When you're nobody in the world, you become somebody to God.
当你在生活中是一个无名小卒的时候，你在上帝那里却是大名鼎鼎。
When you die in your flesh, you live in God.
当你的肉体死去，你却在主里面活着。
When you're punished, you're not killed in God.
当你被人惩罚，你在上帝那里却不会受到伤害。
And watch this. And when you're sorrowful,When your heart is broken, at the same time, you're always rejoicing in God.
当你忧伤，当你的心灵破碎的时候，你会一直在上帝里面喜乐。
When you're poor, God's making many people rich in God through you.
当你贫穷的时候，上帝会借着使用你，使更多人变为富足。
When you have nothing, you have everything.
当你一无所有，你就什么都有了。
And this is how grace works in our lives. This was Apostle Paul's life, and in fact, this is a picture of all of our lives.
这就是恩典如何在我们生命中做工。这是使徒保罗的生命，也是我们所有人生命的一幅图画。
Personally, I remember the day when my wife started her labor for giving birth to our son.
我记得那天我太太要准备分娩了，生我们的孩子。
She had a really long 30 hours labor.
她的产程非常长，长达30个小时。
And I was sitting beside her all alone and saw everything she was going through.
我一个人陪在她身边坐着，我看到了这个过程的每一个细节。
But as she was going through that unreal pain, there was nothing for me to do.
当她在经历那种无法想象的痛时，我却没有任何办法能帮她。
I mean, of course, I could say like, cheer up, or like, I know this word in Chinese, 加油加油。
当然我知道我可以跟她说一些安慰的话，比如说用中文说加油加油。
But that wasn't really helping her.
但其实这并不能真正帮到她。
So I was asking myself all the time, what do I have to do?
我就不停地问自己，我到底要怎么做？
Or what does my wife have to do with this?
或者说我的太太到底应该怎么做？
As she was going through that pain in that situation, I realized, as Paul did, there's only one answer for that.
当我的太太经历这样的痛苦的时候，在那种时候，那种状态下，我就意识到，其实保罗当时也是这样。
When we face situations that we can do nothing about it, what should we do?
当我们遇到的处境是我们无能为力的时候，我们该做什么呢？
When there's a suffering in front of me that I cannot escape, what should I do?
当我们面前遇到的一个苦难是我无法逃离的时候，我要怎么做呢？
Should I just go on and on just complaining about my life?
我是不是就应该不停地去埋怨我的生活？
Just complaining to God that why is this happening to me, God?
向上帝埋怨说你为什么要让这个对在我身上发生？
Or should I just seek for another solution in the world?
或者我是不是要在世界里面去找到一个帮助？
No. What the Apostle Paul is saying in our passage, for the answer here, is to embrace it.
不是的，保罗在经文当中告诉我们，答案只有一个，那就是去接受。
The only way to overcome the sufferings in our lives as a Christian is by embracing them.
作为一个基督徒，唯一能够去面对苦难的办法就是去接受。
And now is the time for us to go back to the beginning of our passage.
现在我们要回到经文的一开始来看看。
There is truth that will save us from this paradox.
在那里我们能够找到关于这个悖论的真理。
Verses 1 and 2, this is what it said. Working together with him, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you.
第一节和第二节里面说到，我们与神同工的，也劝你们不可徒受他的恩典，因为他说，在悦纳的时候我应允了你，在拯救的日子我搭救了你。
So based on this verse, it looks like God is telling us something like this so far, right? Like in the time of your suffering, in the time of the great paradox, there will be a day when I will listen to you.
我们看到经文在这里仿佛是在告诉我们，当你遭受苦难的时候，在遭受重大的悖论的时候，有一天我会听你的声音。
There will be a day that I will save you from all of those things.
上帝说，有一天我会救你脱离那里。
So the question is, when?
问题就是，到底什么时候？
I mean, when is that favorable time then?
到底什么时候才是那悦纳的时候呢？
When is that day of salvation? I'm suffering right now, oh God.
我到底哪一天才是拯救的日子呢？我现在正在经历苦难啊。
My heart is broken right now, oh God. When is it?
此时此刻，我的心是破碎的。上帝呀，到底是什么时候？
I mean, when is going to be the time that you'll finally listen to me, look into my life, shine your face upon me, and rescue me from this darkness?
你到底什么时候才能转脸向我，帮助我，把我救从这种黑暗里面救出来呢？
Let us read the next sentence. God is answering our questions here.
我们再来看下一句经文，在那里是上帝的回答。
When we are saying, God, when is it? When is it? This is what he's saying. Behold, now is a favorable time. Behold, now is a day of salvation.
经文中说，看哪，现在正是悦纳的时候。看哪，现在正是拯救的日子。
God is saying, I'm listening to you right now. I'm looking into every part of your life right now.
在说，我现在正在听你说，我现在正在看到你生活中的一点一滴。
I'm shining the light of my face upon you right now. Now is the favorable time for you to experience my grace. Now is the day of salvation. I'm working in your life right now. Can't you see? Can't you see?
上帝说，现在我的脸就转向你，现在就是你经历我恩典的时候，现在就是拯救的日子。我在你生命中动工，你看不见吗？你难道看不见吗？
Our faith is not about hoping that something good will happen in the future, but it is about foretasting what is going to happen in the future today.
我们的信心并不是单单希望将来会有一些好的事情发生，而是活在当下，却预测将来会发生什么。
Faith enables us to see the beautiful sunshine of tomorrow morning, now in the middle of the night of darkness.
信心就是当我们在黑夜的时候，我们却能够看到明天早晨那美丽的阳光。
Faith enables us, you know, not only to see it, but taste it, savor it, make it ours, and enjoy it today.
信心不但能令我们看到，还令我们可以品尝，让我们能够亲自的试一试。
When your heart is broken, that is a favorable time. When you're suffered greatly, that is a day of salvation.
当你心灵破碎的时候，那就是悦纳的时候。当你经历了极大的磨难，那天就是拯救的日子。
So instead of seeing our sufferings in our lives as distractions,
所以与其把我们这些苦难看为是分离我们视线的时候，
we can experience this grace of God when we fully embrace our lives.
我们可以接受上帝，能够去直接接受我们生活中的所有一切。
Embracing our church, our leaders, and weaknesses that we have.
接受我们的教会，我们的牧者、领袖，还有我们自己的软弱。
Then now is a favorable time for our church. Now is a day of salvation for us.
这样的话，现在就是我们教会被悦纳的时候，现在就是我们被拯救的日子。
When many people are confused that there's no grace of God in their life because they have suffering, they're wrong.
当有些人觉得因着他们生活中有苦难，于是就否定有上帝的恩典的时候，他们是错了。
God is giving us grace through the suffering in our lives.
上帝借着我们生活中的苦难，给我们显示他的恩典。
So lastly, Paul is concluding this passage by admonishing Corinthians by saying in verse 11 and 13.
最后，保罗在十一到十三节里面的总结，让很多哥林多人都非常惊讶。
This is what he said. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open. You're not restricted by us, but you are restricted in your own affections. In return, I speak as to children. Widen your hearts also.
保罗说：“哥林多人呐、啊，我们向你们口是张开的，心是宽宏的，你们狭窄。” 原不在乎我们，是在乎自己的心肠狭窄。你们也要照样用宽宏的心报答我，我这话正像对自己的孩子说的。
When a woman gives a birth, she experiences the greatest pain in her body, yet at the same time, she experiences the greatest joy of having a child.
当一个女人生孩子的时候，她经历了身体里面最大的痛，但同时她也经历了得到孩子这样一个最大的喜乐。
She experiences that greatest joy when she embraces this moment of her life.
当她接受她生命中这一个时刻的时候，这就是她经历最大的喜乐的时刻。
And I believe this is how God designed our lives.
我相信这就是上帝对我们生命的设计。
If we want to experience this grace of God in the middle of our paradoxical lives, lives full of sufferings,
如果我们想在充满了悖论的生活中经历到上帝的恩典，
We only need to do one thing.
我们只需要做一件事情。
Widen our hearts and embrace our lives as it is.
敞开我们的心，坦然地接受。
Stop complaining, but embrace it fully.
不要再埋怨了，而是全然接纳。
That's when the door of new season for our lives and our church will be opened.
这就打开了通往我们生命的一个全新阶段，以及教会全新开始的那扇门。
My brothers and sisters in Christ, widen your heart.
我亲爱的主内弟兄姐妹们，敞开你们的心吧。
Embrace your community, embrace your lives.
接纳你的社区，接纳你的生活。
Then you will be sorrowful and always rejoicing.
那样的话，你即便忧伤也会喜乐。
Amen. Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father God, we thank you for this message and this time.
天父上帝，感谢你这样的一段话语和这段时间。
Father God, we confess that sometimes it's really difficult to see your grace in our lives.
天父啊，我们承认有的时候真的很难在生命当中看到你的恩典。
And Lord, we confess that sometimes we have many complaints and many, dissatisfactions in our lives.
主啊，我们也承认我们有的时候很不满意对自己的生活，有很多埋怨。
But Lord, today you're saying that behold, now is a favorable time. Behold, now is a day of salvation.
而现在你就对我们说，看啊，现在就是悦纳的时候，现在就是拯救的日子。
Father God, no matter what we are going through, help us to face our lives today.
主啊，不管我们经历着是什么，求你帮助我们来面对每天。
And Lord, no matter what kind of sufferings you might have, Lord, help us through the Holy Spirit, help us to embrace them.
主啊，也求圣灵能够帮助我们，让我们能够能够帮助我们接纳我们现在所经历的一切。
Because Lord, when we choose to embrace them, there is the greatest joy that we can taste.
因为当我们选择去接纳的时候，我们就能够尝到那最美的滋味。
Oh God, help us to experience this joy in our lives.
主啊，求你帮助我们在生命当中经历这样的喜乐。
I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。
Amen.